Blake's Two Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled, heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's Two Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
Houston beat up the Lakers in the NBA's late playoff game Sunday, 115-96. The LA lead in the first round series, 3-1 now. Rockets had 17 steals in this game. Star Kevin Durant was out again with a sprained ankle. Philadelphia got Joel Embiid back from his appendectomy 2.5 weeks ago, but Boston cruised past Philly, 128-96, going up 3-1. San Antonio leads 3-1 after a comeback win at Portland, 114-93. Victor Wembanyama returned from the concussion at 27 points. Toronto edged Cleveland 93-89. That series tied at 2. In the NHL's late playoff game, Anaheim now up 3-1, got an overtime victory against Edmonton 4-3. Road wins for Buffalo, Tampa Bay, and for one seed Colorado, which swept LA. NASCAR win at Talladega for Carson Hocevar. And in baseball's Sunday night game, Kansas City homered in the 10th to beat the Angels.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com. The Red Scooter Deli, with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles, has free delivery up to 5 miles and deliveries 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily. Order online or call 805-237-1780 to order great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to RedScooterDeli.com and use promo code KPRL for a $5 discount. The savings are warming up at your camping and clothing headquarters for the North County D&J Camping and Clothing. 20% off Wrangler men's and women's Pearl Snap shirts. Wolverine boots 20% off. And at D&J, you'll find rattlesnake-proof gaiters and chaps, along with all the camping gear, including tents and sleeping bags and all the accessories. Don't forget, gift certificates are available and special orders are welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, April 27th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Cal Fire San Luis Obispo declares suspension of burn permits on state lands. Paso Robles School Board continuing discussion of deficit spending reductions. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 52 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo's Unit Chief John Owens has declared a suspension of burns in San Luis Obispo County. A release by Owens says this is due to the extreme menace of destruction by fire to life, acute dryness of vegetation, and fire suppression forces being heavily committed to control fires. The suspension is for all burning by permit and other uses of open fire within all state responsibility area lands in San Luis Obispo County. This does not include incorporated cities. Additionally, campfires within organized campgrounds or on private property that are otherwise permitted will be allowed if the campfire is maintained in such a manner as to prevent its spread to the wildland. The order will be effective May 4th at 8 a.m. and will remain in effect until Chief John Owens terminates it. Continuing from its March meetings, the Atascadero City Council will discuss development standards and land use definitions as part of its general plan. City Council will discuss three place types: commercial, industrial, and innovation flex, used to determine the restrictions on buildings and construction in those zones. As part of an update to the city's general plan, the council will direct staff on updates to these place types for a review and comprehensive discussion in June. You can attend Tuesday's Atascadero City Council meeting at 6 in person or listen right here on KPRL. Paso Robles School Board to continue reviewing deficit spending reductions. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The Paso Robles School Board's next meeting is tomorrow starting at 6 p.m. On tomorrow's action items is a mitigation plan developed to address deficit spending resulting from pending tentative agreements with the Paso Robles Public Educators and California School Employees Association in the form of salary increases and stipends. The district says that these increases will result in increased deficits that they will have to reduce in the coming fiscal years. Outline mitigation efforts include staffing reductions based on declining enrollment and strategic reviewing of staff sizes. You can attend Tuesday's meeting in person or watch online. The Parkfield Bluegrass Festival will be returning once again May 7th through May 10th. The festival combines the natural beauty of Parkfield with the sounds of bluegrass music all throughout the weekend. Here's one of the festival's board members, Dave Swartz, with some information on this year's lineup, which features many new artists to the festival.
We have our first European headliner, a touring band out of Norway called Hyde Bluegrass Orchestra. It's a seven-piece band that discovered bluegrass rather coincidentally in Norway. The other touring headliner for Friday and Saturday is a longtime U.S. string band called the Foghorn String Band. We have two newer bands headlining on Saturday and Sunday. They're the Vicky Vaughn Band and also the Shelby Means Trio. We have a Western music icon, Dave Stamey. So we have six touring bands or performers playing over the 4 days of music.
More information on the full lineup is also available on the festival's webpage. The festival will also feature music workshops between sets available to children and adults.
All of our workshops are during the lunch and dinner breaks. Most of the workshops involve training or skills on a particular instrument, but other workshops may involve things like band dynamics and songwriting. We also have a geologist who teaches at Cal State Northridge. Julian comes up every year, and each day we will have an earthquake workshop. And so Julian, at either the lunch or dinner break, will take a group of typically 30 to 60 people and walk down about a quarter of a mile to the bridge going into Parkfield and give details about the San Andreas Fault and earthquakes and various other things pertinent to the area.
Tickets for this year's Bluegrass Festival can be purchased at parkfieldbluegrass.org. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers shut out the Cubs 6-0, the Royals beat the Angels 11-9, the Diamondbacks over the Padres 12-7, the Giants beat the Marlins 6-3, the Athletics over the Rangers 2-1, the Astros beat the Yankees 7-4. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Marlins, the Padres will go against the Cubs, the Angels will face the White Sox, and the Yankees will go against the Rangers. In the NBA playoffs, on Friday, the Lakers beat the Rockets 112-108, then the Rockets over the Lakers on Sunday 115-96. Lakers lead 3-1 in their NBA Finals game. A man was arrested for shooting at the White House Correspondents Association dinner is a resident from California. 31-year-old Cole Thomas Allen of Torrance, California, was taken into custody Saturday night and is suspected to work as an education tutor and amateur video game developer. The shooter sent a message to family members minutes before the attack, describing himself as a friendly federal assassin, critical of the recent actions taken by the Trump administration. He also issued an apology to family members, coworkers, and strangers. The voter ID proposal will appear on California's November ballot, announced by state officials on Friday. If approved by voters, they will be required to show a government-issued ID each time they will go to the polls, while mail-in ballots will need the last four digits of an ID. Election offices will also be required to verify voters' registration each time they vote. Two earthquakes struck the San Francisco coast on Saturday afternoon in quick succession. The quakes were centered in the Pacific Ocean about 2 miles southwest of the San Francisco Zoo. Their magnitudes were measured at 3.0 and 2.7. Local News was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Jeff Cooper says the ethanol industry remains strong with solid margins and growing demand both domestically and internationally. He adds that global tensions and higher fuel prices are highlighting ethanol's role in energy security and explains the current challenges facing the year-round sales of E15.
We're doing everything we can to get Congress to finish the job and pass legislation that would finally allow on a permanent basis year-round E15 to be sold across the country. And again, this is the right moment to make that push, given what's happening in the global oil markets and what we're seeing at the pump in terms of near record high prices. So there is, I think, newfound sense of urgency in Congress to get this done.
Cooper says he expects new opportunities to include E15 provisions in broader legislative packages in the near future.
We've got broad bipartisan support to get this done. We have President Trump's support. In fact, he has called on Congress on more than one occasion now to get him a bill that would finally allow more ethanol to be blended into U.S. gasoline in the form of E15, because he understands that that's going to help keep downward pressure on prices and reduce prices at the pump for consumers,
while opening market opportunities for corn producers.
The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale is back, featuring one of the largest one-day matched bronc riding events presented by True Vet Solutions. Join us on Sunday, May 17th for a PRCA-sanctioned spectacle where over 30 elite bronc riders compete for a massive $75,000 purse in honor of the 75th annual Miles City Bucking Horse Sale. Visit buckinghorsesale.com for schedule and tickets. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive.
Activate your crop's defenses with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients, enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park, Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
KPRL News continues at 8:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. An overwhelming majority of U.S. farmers who responded to a nationwide survey say they cannot afford to purchase enough fertilizer to get them through the year. The percentage of farmers who pre-purchased fertilizer varies significantly by region. Conducted by the American Farm Bureau Federation April 3rd through the 11th, the survey shows 70% of respondents say fertilizer is so expensive they will not be able to buy all of what they need. The survey was conducted as the conflict in the Middle East sent fertilizer and fuel prices soaring. The closure of the Strait of Hormuz has kept critical fertilizer supplies and crude oil from reaching global markets, putting a squeeze on supplies around the world. Spring planting decisions depend heavily on access to fertilizer and diesel fuel, both of which have been impacted by geopolitical risks that have disrupted global markets, AFBF economist Faith Perum said in her analysis of the survey results. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon at K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-60s, west-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with low 40s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the low 70s, northwest winds shifting to west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Wednesday and Thursday, mostly sunny on Friday, partly cloudy on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Upper 70s Wednesday, low 80s Thursday and Friday, mid-70s on Saturday, upper 60s on Sunday, 67 a week from today. Currently, it is 53 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
Savage Spirits and Deli on 21st and Spring wants every military person to know that you get a discount at their store. They appreciate your service and our freedom. Savage is home to the Bearcat Sandwich, the Boys in Blue, and the mouth-watering fresh barbecue tri-tip every day. Be sure to ask for your discount for active military and veterans. Savage Spirits and Deli on the corner of 21st and Spring in Paso Robles.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks have been trading mixed to lower. Investors are waiting for major technology earnings this week. Alphabet, Microsoft, Meta, and Amazon report on Wednesday, Apple on Thursday. There is merger news. Shell is buying Canada's ARC Resources for $13.6 billion. The deal will boost Shell's assets in British Columbia and Alberta. Canada's been looking to boost its energy exports. RE/MAX Holding, the real estate company, is being sold to real estate tech company, The Real Brokerage. The combined company will be called Real RE/MAX Group. And Eli Lilly is getting bigger, buying Ajax Therapeutics for up to $2.3 billion. Ajax makes treatments for blood cancer. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosella, invested in you.
My name is Christine, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, was a healthy 34-year-old, and 3 months later, he was gone. Thankfully, he had life insurance. Ethos made it so easy. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. 100% online, no medical exam. Life insurance didn't take away the loss, but it did give us the space to just grieve.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stiefel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stiefel, 238-3080.
Sunny here from the Floral Parlor in downtown Paso Robles, across the street from the Boot Barn. My dad raised me to understand that capitalism creates freedom. Charity comes from churches and community, not government. Running a small business in California is tough, but I'm thankful for this wonderful community and appreciate your support of the Floral Parlor. Stop buying expired grocery store flowers and see the difference in design and longevity. Make someone's day. Send flowers with no delivery charge when you mention KPRL. Hope to see you soon at the Floral Parlor.
Every 4 years, just like voting, you need to pump your septic tank to keep it from overflowing. Call the folks who are number one in the number two business, North County Septic Service. Don't poo-poo your duty. If your septic system hasn't been serviced in more than 4 years, it's a candidate for disaster. Let North County Septic Service make your septic tank great again. Call 805-239-3838. 239-3838. North County Septic Service. They're number one in the number two business.
Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant in the delightful River Oaks neighborhood. Plenty of parking and, man, some great food like the local favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, and, of course, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips and the shrimp tacos. It's all there, so head on out to the great place, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant in the River Oaks neighborhood.
April is in full bloom at Patchy Palace, and so are the winds, with pedals and payouts. Every Thursday in April, play slots and table games for your chance at cash. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., four winners every hour can win up to $5,000. And at 8 p.m., one winner will score $5,000 cash plus a barbecue grill. The cash blooms every Thursday, so don't miss your shot. It's pedals and payouts, only at Tattoo Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. The Old West had dumb outlaws and smart outlaws. The story you're going to hear today is about an outlaw and his buddy who were supposedly very smart outlaws. It is said of Robert Leroy Parker, or as we know him, Butch Cassidy, that if he were alive today and he was an honest man, he would be a CEO of some corporation. Butch's robberies were well planned. He even stationed fresh horses on the escape route in order to make it easy to outdistance the lawman. Butch's lieutenant was an Ellsworth Lay who went by the nickname Elza. Elza was also known to be a brilliant man. On April 21, 1897, Butch and Elza decided to pool their brilliance and pull off a payroll robbery. At one time, Butch had worked at a mining camp near Castle Grand, Utah. So he knew when the payroll was being received and when it was distributed to the miners. Waiting until the exact moment after the receipt and before payment, Butch and Elza rushed into the camp and scooped up the $8,000 payroll. To make sure the camp couldn't notify the law, they cut the telegraph wire. Then they headed over to the New Mexico Territory. Now, most outlaws would go to the nearest tavern and celebrate. But not Butch and Elza. They knew the posses would be looking for a couple of cowboys having a good time. So Butch and Elza went to a local ranch and got jobs as cowboys, where they worked until the heat was off. But then, on the other hand, maybe Butch wasn't all that smart of a person. The law did chase him down to South America, where he was supposedly killed in a shootout at the age of 43. Now his buddy Elza did live to be 66, but during his lifetime, he was shot more than once, and he was sentenced to a life in prison. They sure don't sound smart to me.
You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. You look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo's Unit Chief John Owens has declared a suspension of burns in San Luis Obispo County within all state responsibility areas. This does not include incorporated cities. Additionally, campfires on private property or organized campgrounds are permitted. The order will be effective May 4th at 8 a.m. and will remain in effect until Unit Chief John Owens terminates it. Paso Robles School Board's next meeting is tomorrow, starting at 6. On tomorrow's action items is a mitigation plan developed to address deficit spending resulting from pending initiative agreements. The tentative agreements are with the Paso Robles, public educators, and California School Employees Association in the form of salary increases. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 54 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Pop. A court appearance later today for Cole Allen, who the feds say attempted a mass shooting during the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Fox's David Spun outside the courthouse.
We just spoke to a source inside the courthouse. We still don't have an official time. We're told likely early afternoon, so DOJ officials are certainly expecting this suspect to be in this federal court building. We expect this to be a relatively short first appearance before a magistrate judge.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt is at the suspect's home in Torrance, California, where he lives with his parents.
On Sunday, they served the search warrant, went into the home, obviously talked to the parents, trying to find out what they could about Cole Thomas Allen and his potential motivations.
King Charles and Queen Camilla arrive at the White House later today for the start of their four-day state visit. America's listening to Fox News.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Pass Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Clouds and sunshine, mid-60s, clear skies tonight. Overnight lows right around 40, then we'll be in the low 70s with sunshine on your Tuesday. And for Wednesday, well, we'll get a little bit warmer. We'll be in the upper 70s. Low 80s Thursday and Friday, back to mid-70s Saturday, Sunday upper 60s. And a week from today, some clouds and sunshine, upper 60s. Today's UV index will be 9 up and down. 6:16 a.m., 7:46 p.m., and we are at 55 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay, it's Operation Surf. You're going to find out all about it this afternoon. I will have on one of the representatives, Van Carosa, be talking about this between 12:30 and 1. Susanna will be back next week. She'll return from maternity leave and enjoy Noah's Ark this afternoon. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech is brought to you by Red's On Time Plumbing. They'll be there for you. Just give them a call, 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text, 238-KPRL.
You say you love me. And it's inviting to go where life is more exciting. But I was raised on
the Morning Exchange, KPRL.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, and freedom of speech, whatever you may want to talk about. That's how we're supposed to work it. So, Chris, what do you know about the dark web?
Not a lot.
Did you know it's legal?
sort of. I'm trying to remember, because I remember there's a distinction between the deep web and the dark web, but I don't remember what that distinction is.
Yeah, it's interesting. And because the dark web, it requires specific software. And it uses layered encrypted routing through Volunteer, ensuring user identity and location remains hidden. And it uses, obviously, well, maybe not obviously, special domains. While accessing the dark web is generally legal, it is a known hub for criminal activity. All right. So when you hear the dark web, now you know. And accessing the dark web carries high risks for encountering malware, scams, and law enforcement monitoring. Experts recommend against it accessing it without technical knowledge of safety and the protocols that go along with it. Maybe just out of curiosity, somebody may try it, but just the name kind of scares me, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And, you know, the mention of malware, because chances are other people on the dark web know what they're doing. So if I go on there accidentally, I don't know what I'm doing. That's not the greatest place to be.
Well, there'd also be the concern of, you know, who are you dealing with? Are these ruthless people? Can they access? Can they blackmail? You know, I mean, all these things at least pop into my head when I'm hearing about the dark web, because this ties in with the hospice fraud scams. And this is, again, stolen personal information from the dark web marketplaces. And this includes names, dates of birth, social security numbers, and addresses. That's scary stuff. That's scary stuff. Speaking of the scary stuff, I want to go back to this when you're this grocery and the surveillance and the difference in pricing. And California looks like it may be going along with Maryland, Colorado, Illinois, New Jersey, and some other states exploring similar legislation. I mean, this is boggles the mind. Now, the brick-and-mortar surveillance pricing gets most of the attention, but the same issue shows up on online grocery shopping. So, now Consumer Reports, they looked into this a little bit, and nearly 400 shoppers purchased the same baskets of groceries from the same store at the same time. The price difference? Some were 23% more than other shoppers for the identical items. How about that? Now, across a full year of shopping, those gaps could add up to more than $1,200 per household. Now, there's also been some information regarding something that happened up north of us, and this was at a Kroger in Oregon. One shopper, she decided to find out exactly what her grocery store knew about her. So she submitted a request under the state privacy law and received a 62-page profile in return. Most of the information was wrong. Now, that's the part that you really have to think about. Retailers are charging people based on guesses, and those guesses are frequently inaccurate. So what happens is a store collects your information as an individual. It looks how often you browse certain products, what neighborhood you live in, and whether the competitor is nearby. And they also learn what your income and the family size appear to be and your dietary habits. Then it uses all of that to decide how much you specifically are willing to pay, and they charge you accordingly. This is how it works. This is surveillance pricing. And it goes by other names as well, personalized pricing, dynamic pricing, but it's all the same. So beware. Beware. This is legitimate stuff. This is not a conspiracy. I shouldn't say I don't know why. Why would a grocery store you know, most of them are chains. Why would, I understand the money, but why would they do this knowing full well that eventually they're going to get caught? Well, one of the reasons is because there really isn't laws. There aren't laws. And the other is, they're even saying this in some cases, that the fines connected with this are nothing compared to what the grocery stores, the, you know, the bigger chains, they make. So if they get slapped for $10,000 or $25,000 for a second time, you know, again, these chains generate hundreds of millions in revenue. Those fines barely register. So they're willing to do this. It's up to the consumers, and we'll see again, you know, in California, if this takes place, where people are willing to, or the government is willing to protect the consumers. Let's see here. Algorithms are just formulas, but can't weigh values to achieve a specific result. Okay, thank you for that. That's all that technical world that we live in. And let's see here. The big tech patent rack tracks your brain, eyes, and body with earbuds. Chris, have you ever heard of that?
The big what?
The big tech patent tracks your brain, eyes, and body with earbuds.
I haven't heard of that, no.
Okay. I don't wear them, so I'm not concerned. Although, I wonder, can they do this with my headphones?
I'm not sure.
Probably not.
Probably not.
We don't know.
I mean, in a sense, you know, earbuds aren't that different from headphones, but how they're tracking it or what they're doing to track it from earbuds, I don't know.
Well, I guess, you know, like going back, most of the things that we have, the question would be, what don't they know about us? What's private anymore? Do we know that? Do you think, how much more information can they get on us? Or do they want a combination?
They'll probably want everything, if I'm going to be honest. There's no limit.
Right. Now, you know, one of these, where did I see it? And it had to do with a cashless society because it tied in with these... gosh, I just had it a couple of minutes ago, and I lost it. But anyway, it made sense regarding the cashless society. That way, again, they're able to keep track of or get more information on us. Simply get more information on us. All right. Also came across this. We started off things this morning with the question about the fertilizers here in the United States. And how much of it's imported from outside, even though there's a pretty good production facilities around this country, although we're missing some of the ingredients. But this also has to do with farmers in and around California. This is not a surprising. And because gas prices are among the highest in the state, due to a combination of state and local taxes, and adding about one extra dollar per gallon, low carbon fuel standards requiring a clean burning fuel blend and limited state refinery capacity. And the Golden State has also pushed legislation for 100% electric fuel by 2035. Now, according to many farmers, I'll get to that in a minute, but let's go to the phone line because that is why we're here. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin.
Hello.
Hello, Kevin. I heard a radio show, and it was about, you know, the nutritional value of vegetables that are grown. But anyway, they said that back in the olden days, you know, everybody had wood stoves and got ashes from the wood stoves, and they put the ashes on their out in the vegetable gardens, and there's supposed to be a lot of, you know, minerals in those ashes, and the vegetables back then had a lot more nutritional value, but I never realized that ashes were good as a fertilizer till I heard that program.
I never heard that before either.
Yeah, it's kind of a good thing to know.
Well,
ashes are a great fertilizer, they said.
Well, I wouldn't. Now, who was this person? An expert, or, you know, just a farmer's almanac type?
It was a radio program on the nutritional value of vegetables.
I know, but what I'm asking is,
he's a professional. He's a professional on the radio, regular radio show.
That's,
you know, half hour, whatever.
What I'm asking is, was this a certified, chemist or somebody like that was doing this, or was it just the host?
It was a guest. It was a guest to the host, and I don't really know their qualifications. It was a while back, and I didn't catch that part of it.
Well, are you going to try it?
I don't have a wood stove, but if I did, I'd sure be doing it. I'd sure look into it.
Well,
they use potash, you know, as a fertilizer, a part of it. So
right.
the ash, there must be ash in potash, you know, but I got to get going. I just wanted to tell you about that.
Okay. Thank you. Bye. 238-5775-238. Well, potash comes from, I know that we, Canada supplies roughly 80-90% of the U.S. potash. Okay. And I don't know where else. Let me see. Domestic dependence. Despite domestic production, the U.S. is heavily dependent on imports for potash. Top trade partners, Canada, Russia, and Saudi Arabia are major suppliers. All right. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Daffy's got a few things a little wrong there. I can't tell you about old-time vegetables because nobody's been able to come up with any old-time vegetables to compare to modern-grown ones, but I've had this discussion with people talking organics versus fertilized, and I believe it was UC Davis did a pretty good study on this, or at least the best I can track down with that AI stuff. Our friend Al, and the nutritional difference between organic and commercially fertilized food is insignificant. And so I kind of doubt that old-time food would be a whole lot different either, but as I say, I don't know how you would test that. And yes, that ashes has potash in it, you got to give the soil what it needs. You can't just pour things on. You can over-fertilize things and end up stunting or pretty much killing your plants with too much of the wrong fertilizer. So,
in your view, what is the, if there is, concern or controversy with natural and the fertilizers?
What was your question there?
Isn't there, or if there is, a controversy or a concern over the...
There's a big controversy over organic food is supposed to be better for you. And I would agree that eating some of these pesticides and fungicides is probably not the best thing for us. But nutritionally, there is no difference in the amount of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and all this other stuff that we get from the food we eat.
Is there a difference in taste between the two?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm a skeptic of most people's taste buds, to be honest with you. I don't claim to have the greatest ones either, that there's some things that I can enjoy far more at one time than another, and I think part of it has to do with how much salt we put on things and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And I know my son can get a little heavy-handed at times, and other times I'm craving salt, so I don't know. And
well, our body from time to time does seem to crave certain things. Now, whether it's to our benefit or not, or our body is saying, hey, you know, I need some more of this.
That's very true. And I mean, I know my tastes have changed in what things I like over my 70 years here.
Well, okay, so let me ask, is it your taste or what your body, once it's in, it says, man, I don't like this anymore?
I have no idea how that works, but I have read studies that your taste buds change and you don't taste bitter things as much as you age. And I can kind of attest to that. I did not start drinking coffee till I was 40-something.
Mm-hmm.
It was just too bitter for me. And all of a sudden, I go, oh, that's not as bad as I thought it was.
Okay, well.
And so?
I haven't been there because I've never had coffee. But, you know, when I was mentioning about the stomach, because we brought this up before, you know, from time to time we have cravings for something. Now, why does that happen? Well, the body. But one of the things that I've noticed is I haven't had a nice, big, heavy chocolate malt in years. Okay?
Right.
And I know that if I were to do it, I would be down and out for a couple of hours. So whatever, I may be craving it, but I know that I'd be crazy to do it because it's just gonna ruin my day.
Everything in moderation, a couple of little bites or swallows.
Sir, I have no discipline when it would come to something like that. It's like you get a pizza. Well, just have one slice. No, I'm not having one slice.
No,
I'm going to eat it like it's Thanksgiving dinner.
Yes. No, but most fertilizer in agriculture this day and age is put on pretty scientifically, that the soil gets tested to see what is needed and what have you. And, well, I have worked around the grape industry. I'm not a wine person, but if you want to be in agriculture and pass Robles, you're touched by the grape world one way or another. And I worked for an old-timer here, not one of the newcomers to the country. And anyway, he believed in leaf sampling and what have you, and we were putting ounces to the acre on of micronutrients.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, that's kind of like black magic when you're putting that little on, and I have no idea what the differences were, that I couldn't look over the field and see it. Well, you know, if you have your lawn and you put nitrogen fertilizer on half of it and not the other half, that after a few weeks you're going to see one side's a little greener than the other if you look closely and such. But I never could see those things out in the vineyard, but
mm-hmm.
here that it was every time we put on a fungicide spray, which can be as often as every 14 days, it was put in so many ounces of this with that tank full of fungicide.
Oh, okay.
As a micronutrient and put it on fullerly and what have you. And
all right. Well, so, sir, the music started. We're out of time. Thanks for the information.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
You're welcome.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Continuing from its March meetings, the Atascadero City Council will discuss development standards and land use definitions as part of its general plan in its next meeting on Tuesday. You can attend in person or listen right here on KPRL. The Parkfield Bluegrass Festival will be returning once again May 7th through May 10th. The festival combines the natural beauty of Parkfield with the sounds of bluegrass music throughout the weekend. More information and the full lineup can be found on the festival webpage, parkfieldbluegrass.org. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 58 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1 on Sound Off, I'll have on Van Caruza. He's with Operation Surf. You'll find out all about that. And then
Susanna will be back from maternity leave next Monday, and this afternoon, 1 to 2, you're going to get a ride on Noah's Ark. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.